Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Here we go. The drum rolls out.
I can't get there yet.
Of course not, because you think Tomlin's doing a terrible job.
No, I can't get there yet because if I know Jackson, let me put it this way. If you could give me a crystal ball and I can say that after the Steelers' Week 7 game, they're 5-1 and the Ravens are 1-5 and limping into that bye week, then yes, I'd say it. But their schedule was the hardest it was going to be for these first 4 weeks, including that Rams game. I'll say up to the bye week. And it softens considerably. I will remind you that the Steelers have the following games left on their slate. Home against the Packers. You can save, by the way, all of your conjecture about what these teams are that makes them vulnerable. And you can give it to me in a minute. Home against the Packers. Home against the Colts, who look like a surprise team. One of those teams this year that kind of comes out of nowhere and is going to be really good. At the Chargers. Or on the road against the Bears. When was the last time they beat the Bears? 1900? Something like
95.
That?
95, yeah.
Okay. Home against the Bills. At what presumably is going to be not only a pissed off Ravens team, but also a desperate one. At the Lions, put an L on the board there, my friends. They look like the real deal again. And still one more home date with a Ravens team that we all thought they might beat. Donnie, I think you built this into your win-loss projection that they were going to be getting Cooper Rush in that game. Well, guess what? If the Ravens start 1-5, there is virtually no universe where they ain't getting Lamar Jackson unless he gets hurt again. I am really close to picking them to win the division. If they look a little bit more impressive and come out of this bye week and like stomp the Browns at home like a good team should, I'll probably get there. The Ravens with the Jackson injury specifically, I don't even care that much about the defensive injuries. If he's healthy and right, he can carry them to outscoring other teams. If he ain't healthy, there's a reason that spread jumped 2 touchdowns.
Probably. Donnie, you ready to pick the Steelers
in like
the AFC North?
I'm like 95% of the way there, but I can't get 100% of the way there.
I'm not there yet, but if he shows signs of injury after their bye week, then the Ravens are screwed.
Yeah, if he's not Lamar the dual threat, if he's Lamar like the anchored a little bit more to the pocket, that is a major change.
So we have also seen there is recent history, very recent history, I believe as recent as 2024, where the Steelers had what, like a 2 or 3 game lead with about 3 or 4 games to go, and who won the AFC North?
Okay, but if I may, you did.
The Ravens.
Yes, they did. And you were right about the Bengals defense, and I was wrong. I will admit that now. But you said, Donnie, before the season started, you didn't like the Bengals to make the playoffs because they had a great quarterback and no defense. Well, the Ravens are that team now, even when they get Lamar Jackson back. So why pick them to make the... Lamar Jackson's not that much better than Joe Burrow. Even if you like Jackson more, they've clearly turned into a team that's all offense and no defense. And Chris said they're still capable of outscoring teams. Not the good ones. Browns, yes. Not Buffalo. Not Detroit. Kansas City didn't even have a good offense going into that game and they gave up 37. That defense stinks. We bitched about the Steelers' defense. That defense is one of the five worst in the NFL.
There are two eye-opening
things. And they got bodies down.
There are two eye-opening things that have happened that I think both of you probably know me well enough to know that if you had come in here and asked me this before the Chiefs game, I would have said, what are we doing here? This is embarrassing. Two things happen. Jackson getting hurt and being actually hurt is the major one. But it doesn't mean what it used to. Used to be Kansas City scores 37 on you. All right, they're the Chiefs. Like, in capital letters, they're the Chiefs. The Chiefs were ass on offense until that game.
Correct.
Who?
They had 9 points in the first half against the Giants.
At the risk of obviously having those kinds of words shoved back in my face, if it had been the Steelers instead of the Ravens playing the Chiefs last week, I wouldn't have come in like confident, but I would have come in as close as I can be to confident looking at how bad Kansas City had been offensively. They looked like objectively a bad team. Like they were just going through a down year. Seeing them get right that emphatically in a game that wasn't even as close as the final score indicated, like was a true rout.
Yeah.
And then seeing that Jackson is probably, if I'm surmising how the Ravens are going to handle this, missing two games here so they can hopefully get his hamstring fully right.
Yes.
That is different calculus, man. It's a different ball game than just saying, well, they're off to a 1-2 start. Are they in trouble? No. They're now in capital T trouble.
Do you think the Steelers will start 5-1?
Yes, I actually do.
Do you think the Ravens will start 1-5?
I do.
I'm picking the Steelers, man. If they're not, if the Ravens defense was decent, because of the Steelers schedule, I could say they can make it up. They're going to be in a 4-game hole and their defense blows. The Steelers are winning the division.
Okay. After the Steelers get to 5-1, can you humor me briefly and play a little game with me?
Absolutely.
Can we just play the very simple win-loss game?
Go ahead.
Assuming a 5-1 Steelers team.
Yep.
Start with the Packers. Home. Packers game.
I'm going to say...
You're not making this very simple.
I know.
It's a snap answer game.
I know it is. I'm going to say win there.
Okay. Chargers on the road. Or I'm sorry, Colts. Colts at home, sorry.
I'll say loss.
Chargers on the road.
I'll say loss.
Bengals at home.
Win.
Bears on the road.
Loss.
Bills at home, loss.
Yep.
Ravens on the road. Let's assume for our purposes.
Loss.
Okay. Thank you. Dolphins at home.
Win.
Lions on the road.
Don't loss.
Need to do that. Loss. Browns on the road.
Win.
Ravens at home.
Win.
You had them at 9 wins going into the final game of the season. You have them beating presumably a desperate Jackson-led Ravens team in what I imagine you would be terming probably a de facto division title game.
I didn't do the win-loss game with the Ravens schedule, but
do you want to play my version out here? They're 1-5 and a healthy Jackson comes back after the bye week.
Okay.
Fair?
Sure.
Bears home.
Win.
Dolphins road.
Win.
Vikings road.
Loss.
Oh, man. You still can't quit Brian Flores. Browns road.
Win.
Jets home.
Win.
Bengals home.
Win.
Steelers home. You already put that as a loss for the Steelers, so it's got to be. Bengals road.
Loss.
You're assuming Burrow there, I assume?
Yep.
Patriots home.
Win.
Packers road.
Loss.
Steelers loss.
Yep.
So you have them. You probably tailored the last part of this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You have them at 8 wins going into that Steelers game, actually going into the Week 17 game with the Packers.
I don't think I'm doing like mental gymnastics to say that the Ravens would be, you know, a road underdog against the Packers in December.
Just to be very clear, though, you have it so that the Steelers and the Ravens in this equation both have, the Steelers would have 8 wins and the Ravens would have 8 wins with both 2 games to play. So you'd have the Steelers going win-win, the Ravens going LL. A healthy Jackson-led Ravens team.
Yeah.
That's all. I just wanted to play the win-loss game because I feel like it's instructive.
So I'm the only person right now that's picking the Steelers to win the division.
I can't quite get there because I just do not believe yet that I've seen like a complete Steelers team that can fire on all cylinders. I thought I saw it for 50-plus minutes, and then I watched the coach just take out the old woodworking tools and fritter that one away. I'm closer than I ever thought I'd be 4 weeks into the season to pronouncing the Ravens.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's DOA.
Quarter of the way through the NFL season, the Steelers are at the bye and looking good, feeling fine. Not only have they, for the most part, taken care of their own business, 3-1 record, their one loss, I would say, looks better now than it did back then, not because of how they lost. I mean, they did unacceptable, inexcusable things against Seattle, but as it turns out, the Seahawks look like they're a legitimate football team. So it's not like they slipped on a banana peel at home against a bad team. And the AFC North is melting like a cheap knockoff Yankee candle before our eyes here. You've got the Bengals. They are dead. I mean, they'll only be a spoiler when Burrow comes back, if they even feel like bringing him back late in the year. The Browns, Donnie just told us during the break, it looks like they're going to go to Dylan Gabriel. So he is going to make his second start of his career against the Steelers next week. So much for Joe Flacco
carving them up like Mike Tomlin.
Turning back
would be
the clock, yep.
I'm a little bummed. I'll say one thing. Little bit bummed out that they're not waiting one more week on Gabriel. I think this gives him there's a chance, and I admit it is a very slim chance, that he works out whatever kinks he's got and they actually find some stuff he likes to do and can do.
Yeah.
And isn't completely helpless. I wanted him to be coming in cold, having never started a game.
Tomlin's career against rookie quarterbacks, his stats are very, very good. And then the biggest thing is the Ravens. And not just how terrible they've played defensively through four games, but now the big one is Lamar Jackson's injury, and it's not minor. It's going to keep him out for probably multiple games. And I asked everybody a question, are the Steelers going to win the AFC North? And I'm the only one with the balls to say yes.
I was close, but I hand up, didn't have the balls to say yes.
How about you at 412-928-9370? Here is Dale on the Fan. Hello, Dale.
Hi, Andrew. I just want to say I agree with you, and I'm surprised Malzi's kind of fallen by the wayside of Tomlin living in his fears. I mean, just like you said, the whole place
hurts
is melting.
To hear you say that. Really hurts to hear you say that.
Well, normally I kind of agree with you a little bit more than Andrew, but not this time. But
I just, you know what? You know what it is? It is living in my fears, and I don't even know why. It's not like me getting this wrong if I get it wrong on the air matters. I mean, I'm paid to give my opinions, which are often wrong. See Jones, Broderick so far in his career. Screw it! All it took was one caller comparing me to Tomlin, who I just spent 4 hours ripping yesterday. Pony! They're winning the division. Donnie, I have jumped out of the water and into the boat.
One guy calling you out? It was
I don't know.
To
when he just
that,
said
huh?
You're living in your fears, Malzi, that just resonated with me. Well, sometimes you need a pitcher of cold water thrown in your face.
Well, you had said that you thought the Steelers would beat the Browns to get to 4-1, and you think the Ravens are going to lose their next
two. I think the Ravens,
so.
A lot of it's pinned on me thinking that the Ravens could absolutely lose to the Rams even with Jackson, but I think if they try to do what maybe they could do, which is, hey, this guy's the only thing that matters. We're going to hold him out 2 games. We understand that's probably going to mean 2 losses. We are going to take our chances with that. If they're 1-5 and the Steelers are 5-1, I know the Steelers' schedule is brutal. And you even played the win-loss game and came up with a lot of L's on there. The Ravens will have a ton of pressure. They have no margin for error under that circumstance. Then they're basically saying, we have what, 11 games? We can go 10-1 the rest of the way, basically. That's what they'd be banking on, I think. To win the division outright, I think you'd have to probably go 11-6.
How many NFL teams have come back from 1-5 to win the division?
2. Ever.
And they are?
The 2020, were they the football team still back then? Washington football
yes.
team? That was the team that beat the Steelers 23-17, then went into the playoffs as a 7-9 division champ, and I would say gave the Buccaneers, who eventually won it all, a very good game in the wild card round. The only other team to do it, the 1970 Cincinnati Bengals in the 14-game season, started 1-5, finished 7-1, went 8-6, and won.
Come on, Donnie, join us. On the raft here,
Don. Only two
Make
other teams.
The switch.
Only two other teams, Big Don, have even made the playoffs after starting 1-5.
So then, what happens if the Steelers in their next game suffer a season-altering injury?
I know.
Well, they got Mason Rudolph to fall back on. Well, Mason Magic.
Somebody was proposing trading. Hold on.
Somebody
proposed Mason Rudolph in a late-round pick to the Ravens for Zay Flowers.
They are also one wide receiver injury away from looking at Roman Wilson, who was on a milk carton Sunday morning, Scott Miller,
I know.
And Ben Skowronek as their 3 wide receivers.
I know, Donnie, but like when you picked the Bills to go to the Super Bowl, did you think in the back of your head, what happens if Josh Allen gets hurt? I mean,
I did. I mean, they wouldn't go to the Super Bowl.
Well, then who would you pick? Like the most durable quarterback who never gets injured?
Which looks to be Josh Allen.
Making a prediction the Steelers won't win the division because they're going to suffer injuries just seems a little specious to me, Malzi.
I'm not trying to use that as like a reason. I would say, yes, all bets are off. Anybody can suffer injuries. I do think the Ravens, Donnie, are more uniquely, I mean, probably like any great quarterback team. You know, the Steelers aren't really built around that, although they're obviously hoping Rodgers gives them higher level.
They can get by on what they have.
If their backup quarterback, let me put it this way, no disrespect to Rodgers, if he got hurt for 4 weeks, I don't think the drop-off is so precipitous from him to Rudolph like it is from Allen to Trubisky in Buffalo, like it is from Jackson to Cooper Rush. The Rams are, ironically enough, I think in that system, one of the few teams that could probably do it. Garoppolo coming in,
49ers
system. The Niners too with Mac Jones.
So Donnie, you're not worried about the Ravens defense like we are. Clearly,
their defense is a major disappointment. That's what actually has me closest.
Yeah,
because that, even though it is also injury riddled, Jackson is just so good when he's on.
All right, so let me try it this way then. Right now, because it's at the quarter point of
I'll
the season.
I'll tell you what, that,
this is when people,
Pony, that insane collapse against the Bills in week one looms unbelievably large in this
discussion. This is a time where people revisit predictions and make new ones because we're at the quarter point of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Donnie, if you were going to predict the records of the Steelers and Ravens at the end of the year right now, what would they be?
I mean, I stuck by the Steelers at 11-6 because I had them 3-1 going into the bye.
Okay.
So I'm not going to waver from that.
So what are the Ravens going to go?
You want me to play through this whole...
No, you don't have to do game to game. Just tell me what you think.
You can play the game quickly if you're ready to. I have the sheet
I know,
right here.
I'm looking at their...
Texans. Here, I'll play it with me right now. Texans. No Jackson. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Woo. I am for real.
I mean, I think they'll lose the next two, so they'll be 1-5.
Okay. Okay. All right. Bears at home.
I think they would have a chance if unless this
Let's assume
looms.
Jackson comes back. Let's just hold on. I'll make this easy for you. No hypothetical here. Jackson comes back after the bye week, healthy, normal Lamar Jackson, and he stays healthy the rest of the year. Do it under those auspices.
I think they could literally beat any team on their schedule.
I agree with you.
Outside of the, well, I mean, the Packers don't even look the same.
Are there any teams where you would feel good about writing down a loss post bye week for them with a healthy Lamar? Where you're like, no, that's a loss.
They're going to run the table with that defense and not lose another game, Chris?
That's 11.
Run the table.
That's 11-0. I think the Vikings, if they get their defense right, are good enough to be
They're
interesting.
They're in Minnesota.
I think the Joe Burrow Bengals, if he's back by mid-December on the road, is an interesting game. Burrow has lit them
if
up in the
back,
past.
If he's back, and I think that's like the earliest he could be back.
And then I think the Packers are pretty interesting
on the road.
So are
you picking him to go 12-5?
Oh, that would be awesome, dude.
Why would that be awesome?
It would
Why
just
are we
be
encouraging
awesome to,
him
it would
to
be
pick
awesome
the Ravens?
To see him stick to his guns and say they're going to go 1-5. And that would be like if Fate John and Robinson was calling in right now, he'd say, boys, I'll spot you 1-5, and then they're going 11-0.
I mean, I still think they'll be right there with them. I think they'll be 11-6.
There's something else this presupposes.
10-7.
We haven't even mentioned
this. Well, if they go 10-7, the Steelers are winning the division, Don, because you got them at 11-6.
True.
Yeah.
There's
I mean,
something
if my
else that this
correct,
conversation
is
not factoring in. Donnie, you've brought up injury with the Steelers as being a potential. There are absolutely games that we all think the Steelers should win the remaining schedule where they could step on a rake.
You know,
they're
going,
it so
you know
many
it'll
times.
Be a dogfight in Cincy in a couple Thursdays. That team is putrid.
I don't know, man. I don't think
We're
so.
We're saying that now.
I don't think
We're
so.
We're saying that now. They were a two-loss team? They were 9-2 going into friggin' Cleveland last year?
Yeah,
with
but
Jameis Winston?
I think Jameis Winston's way better than Browning.
Well, he is better than Browning, but they do it all the time.
If they lose to Jake Browning on a Thursday night, that's going to be in the top five Tomlin
Would
regular season
Would it be worse than
losses.
Losing to Ryan Finley?
Yeah, they lost
to
Greg Finley on a Monday night football game.
Oh, what the frick are these guys doing
defensively?
Yeah, but
that team was leaking oil, man. That team was
still
coming undone.
Ryan Finley has one win in his career.
Tony, weren't they
game?
Like a 13-point favorite in that game?
Yeah, but they had lost the week before
they
to
were
that Washington team.
They were still supposed to win by 2 touchdowns.
That Bengals team was awful.
Here's Rob in West Mifflin. Rob, you agree with Donnie? The Ravens still going to win the AFC North?
No, I don't know. They can't win 11 in a row. That defense is terrible, man. 11 in a row?
Rob, let me play devil's advocate.
That's what I'm saying,
Rob.
Talk some sense into Donnie, please.
Rob, let me ask you something. I'm going to play devil's advocate.
This is the Steelers division to lose now.
I'm going to play devil's advocate, Rob. Don't be distracted by Pony. Their defense does suck, and their defense is very injured in Baltimore. Can I at least submit to you, though, that they have played the reigning MVP in week 1 and blew a lead in a fashion I don't think they probably would again, even though Harbaugh does that all the time, so I don't know why I'm saying that. They played maybe the NFC's best offensive team in week 3, the Lions, who had an axe to grind after they got boat raced by the Ravens last year. And then while we were all proclaiming the Chiefs dead and buried, they are still the Chiefs, he is still Pat Mahomes, and he is still Andy Reid coaching them. That ain't Little Sisters of the Poor 3 times that you're facing in those first 4 games.
No, I agree. They played everybody on their schedule. We got to play them, too. I mean, we didn't cry when we had to play those 5 games last year. We lost them all.
Rob, who's winning the AFC North? Who's winning the division right now? Tell me.
I ain't going to lie. I was looking at FanDuel as we speak. I was just putting together a parlay.
With who? Who's in it?
The Steelers.
Okay.
The Rams. I'm going for all divisions because once they said he's going to be out, I'm definitely taking the Steelers.
Thank you, Rob.
All right, here. So we get these odds tweets sent to us by everybody. I'll just this one is what? Who's doing this one?
It's getting closer to even money in that division right now.
It's minus. Hold on. So it is Ravens -140, Steelers +200. The Steelers Super Bowl odds, just in case you're curious, have moved from 66-1 to 50-1. The Ravens have gone from 5-1 to 10-1.
Why that's still unbelievable that it's like they lose games and the odds makers and people on TV act like the games don't count. It's crazy with them.
It's the Lamar factor. If he misses two games, they lose them both, and he comes back healthy and doesn't get hurt again, he instantly is still one of the three most frightening players in the league.
Unless it's a play.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Playoff game. Listen to us, the PM Team on Demand, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Football Talk on the Fan. We love that. It's presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Wondering what games we'll get this weekend with the Steelers off. We know at 9:30 in the morning they'll play the Vikings and Browns. I'm trying to look up quickly what games CBS is offering.
Meanwhile, while this auction music is playing, I might be wrong.
I feel like I feel like we don't get the full map until like Wednesday.
I just like to take this opportunity while you guys are vamping a little bit to celebrate my win in Bucko Auction House.
I'm still pissed about that.
I would love to thank.
No, not good job, Malzie.
I'd love to thank Big Hank Davis.
Henry Davis came through for
hitting, for hitting the most consequential home run of the Pirates season to earn me a push, which made all the difference in the world. Brian Reynolds wins my batting average prop by a whopping 2 points. Davis ties the home run prop and wins his batting average prop by 11 points.
All right,
I love
so
it.
Here are the options for Sunday with some bye weeks in the NFL. Four teams are on bye: Steelers, Packers, Bears, and Falcons. 1 o'clock games on CBS. Giants, Saints, Broncos, Eagles, Texans, Ravens, Titans, Cardinals, or 4:05 Bucks, Seahawks. I think they'll give us Texans, Ravens, right?
Division
maybe
game.
Broncos, Eagles, but I would say leaning Texans, Ravens, right?
I would think division game, right? AFC game.
And then Fox at 1 has Raiders, Colts, Giants, Saints, Cowboys, Jets, Dolphins, Panthers.
Is Giants, Saints not like arguably the most interesting of those games just because of I mean, I know Dart, what, got hurt, was checked for a concussion.
I think they're going to give us Cowboys-Jets because it's the Cowboys. And it's always about getting the Cowboys on TV.
And how about that Fields touchdown run? Minka just looking lost in space out there yesterday. Oof.
And then at 425, Lions-Bengals.
Oh,
ready for more Bengals?
Oh, my God, dude.
There's going to be a lot of flexing done by the league this year because of Joey B's injury. A lot.
If the Bengals were desperate and offered you a fifth-round pick for Mason Rudolph, would you take it?
No. I'm not giving them anything that could hurt us for only a fifth-round pick.
Fourth-round pick.
No.
Third.
Well, I mean, look what the Steelers do with their third-round picks. They draft Roman Wilson and...
Justin Lane.
Justin Lane and Caleb Johnson. So, no.
Caleb Johnson had, like, a very brief pulse in that game where he, like, sort of looked
9-yard
like,
run.
Sort of looked like he knew what the object of, you know, football
right.
was for him.
It's time for a little Black and Gold Auction House. We have player items that come up for bid. We go against each other until only one man is comfortable bidding at a certain number. Once that auction is closed, we track these things. If that player prop hits, the bidder gets 1 point. If it doesn't, he loses a point.
Mm-hmm.
Today's first item up for bid, Kenneth Gainwell, 2025 rushing yards with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I will go 150, over 150.
I'll go 180.
He's already over 150. He's at 154.
Oh, even better.
Boy, that would have been a safe bid.
200.
225.
300.
325.
350.
350 to Donnie.
355.
360.
Big missed opportunity by us. Somebody didn't just say Austin 316. Bad job by the boys.
360.
361.
361 to Mulls.
362.
362 to Don. Going once. Going twice. Sold, you bought him.
That feels like we might have dropped the ball there.
I agree.
I think we kind of butchered that thing. Yeah, if I were Donnie, I would be in there howling like a hyena right now.
I'll do the eyebrows thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Damn, he really did steal him.
What the hell are we doing? Are you asleep at the switch? Were you just ready to bang the gavel?
I don't know.
What the hell's wrong with you?
It's me thinking Tomlin goes back to Warren.
But Warren might get hurt again.
True.
And Gainwell looked awesome.
He did.
And Mike loves veterans.
I know.
And Caleb Johnson stinks.
Yes. All reasons why you should have kept bidding.
Oh, so it's a me problem.
I have too
here.
Much liability.
Too much liability? I just did Darnell Washington receptions over 11. That feels like an albatross. Actually, he had he had one or two in that game. He at least won.
He's got two,
a couple grabs.
Okay, then we're doing okay.
Right? I thought he had two.
DK Metcalf over nine.
He had three. Three for 20.
Oh,
for 20.
We're
You're
in business,
on fire.
Baby. And DK over 958 yards. We're suddenly, it's all coming up Mulsey.
All right, Aaron Rodgers, 2025 passer rating. I'll go over 85 and a half.
I'll go over 88 and a half.
I'll go over 89.
I'll go over 90.
I'll go over 90 and a half.
91.
91 and a half.
I'll go 92.
92 and a half.
I'll go 94.
94.5.
No, don't say it that way.
94 and a half.
Thank you. We don't want anyone to get any ideas here, all right?
94 and a half to Don. Aaron Rodgers, 2025 passer rating. Going once. I'll go 95.
Mm. Now, is he spooked because of how easily you just pulled Gainwell right out from under our noses here? That's
I'll go 95.
Question. I'll go 96.
96 to Malzi. Going once. going twice. Sold, you bought him. 96 passer rating, Aaron Rodgers.
Very very specific calculus. I kind of figure their offensive line should, in theory, get better if it's going to. And I thought they were a little better against the Vikings, honestly. Should get better after the bye week. They also might have stumbled into something with, let's just put a bunch of big dudes out there and run at people. I think,
which is why you should have gone for more for Kenneth Gainwell.
Yeah, but I'm making up for it here because I think if they're insulating Aaron Rodgers and saying, hey, can you play a lot of games where you go like 17 of 22, throw for 225, and hit a touchdown or two, I think the man can do that. So over 96, I feel pretty good about.
Here's a fun one. Scotty Miller catches in 2025.
By the way, if his passer rating is 96.1, I'm there.
Yeah.
I win.
Yep.
Scotty Miller catches 2025. I'll go over
0.5. Oh, man. Donnie, I can't let him have this.
Scotty Miller catches 2025. Over 0.5 to me.
Over 1.
Over 1.5.
2.
Oh, man. I don't know if I can.
I'll go over 2.5.
Oh, this is grim. I'm Scotty visualizing Miller. It in my mind's eye, and I really don't like saying over anything else.
Over 2.5 catches in 2020.
I'll go over 3. I'll go over 3. God, that feels
Well, wait. Wait, how are we doing halves for his receptions?
Because if he were to get 3 on over 2.5, he would win.
Well, we started with a half because I think it was in question whether or not he would even catch one ball.
Okay.
So I said over 3, so now he's got to get 4 for me to win. But if you were to... You can't say now, I think, over 3.5 because we're playing the same game. You have to go over 4.
Fair enough. I'll go over 4. Going once.
Ugh, over 5. I can't let you do this. I can't. I can't let you do this.
Going once.
Come
going
on.
Twice. Sold, you bought a Malzi.
I'm ready. I'm ready. Over 5 catches. He's going to get there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.